The Jerry Sandusky child sexual abuse scandal rocked Penn State University more than 3 years ago, but the fallout continues. There are a series of ongoing lawsuits, and as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, there's also a campaign to restore the legacy of former head football coach Joe Paterno.
In a very short period, Joe Paterno fell from legendary football coach to someone accused of protecting a child molester. He was fired and then died 2 months later.
People get a lot of guts to say certain things when someone's dead and can't defend themselves. That was certainly the case here.
That's Joe Paterno's son, Jay. He's on a mission to correct what he views as a flawed public record of his father's legacy. And Paterno knows he's in for a long fight.
When my grandkids Google or whatever the search engine will be in 30 years, their great-grandfather's name, this story's going to pop up.
They'll read that in fall of 2011, Paterno's former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky was arrested on molestation charges. A university-sponsored investigation found that Penn State leaders, including Joe Paterno, failed to protect children from Sandusky and then tried to cover the whole thing up.
The Board of Trustees did so much damage with that report that it's going to take an awful long time to unwind it.
Paterno argues his dad fulfilled a legal obligation to forward abuse reports to superiors at Penn State. But since Sandusky was affiliated with the football program Joe Paterno built, the image of the coach and his team suffered. Stiff sanctions from the National Collegiate Athletic Association focused even more attention on Penn State football. Outside of the administration building on Penn State's main campus, many of the students were in high school when the scandal broke 3 years back, but they still refer to Joe Paterno by his nickname, Jopa.
People downtown in their apartments have, like, the Jopa cutouts, and, like, everyone, like, loves Joe Paterno.
That's sophomore Dana Reese. Nearby, freshman Jackson Hill says it's frustrating that some people don't have the facts of the scandal straight. He says they confuse Jerry Sandusky with Joe Paterno.
I live in Maryland, and even people just one state away, they're like, oh, how do you still support Joe Paterno after what he did to those kids? And I feel like I have to explain over and over and over again that it wasn't Joe Paterno, it was Jerry Sandusky.
On the other side of campus, near Penn State's football stadium, there used to be a bronze statue of Joe Paterno. It was removed in the wake of the scandal. Now, Paterno supporters want it back.
I think that the supporters of Paterno are essentially trying to rewrite the past.
Attorney Tom Klein represented one of Jerry Sandusky's victims. He says there is no disputing that Joe Paterno was an extraordinary coach who created a model football program. At the same time, Klein says Paterno was human and had faults. Klein says beyond legally reporting suspected child abuse to his superiors, Paterno had a moral obligation to make sure Sandusky was stopped.
I think the university would be better served if those who come to the protection and aid of Joe Paterno would do so in a more balanced way and realize that what Joe Paterno has is a mixed legacy.
But a mixed legacy is not what Paterno supporters want. They point out he won more games than any other college football coach and graduated a high percentage of his players. They credit Paterno for Penn State's transformation from a sleepy agricultural college to a respected university. 1991 Penn State graduate Rob Trybeck says many alumni see themselves in Joe Paterno, a man from a blue-collar family who went on to succeed.
Me and many people like me had an opportunity to go to Penn State, whereas we didn't have opportunities to go to the Ivy League schools or a high-level private institution.
Trybeck's campaign to restore Paterno's legacy includes running for a seat on Penn State's Board of Trustees. He also belongs to a group of like-minded people called Penn Staters for Responsible Stewardship. And Trybeck hopes one day the rest of the world will again revere Joe Paterno.